My name is Marco Tupete. I am 30 years old, and I live in the Bywater, New Orleans. I own a construction and design company that we do concrete foundations. I came to New Orleans right after Katrina as part of the search and rescue operations with Texas Volunteer Firefighters. When I first moved to the city, right after the storm, I was a single man, and I was able to just come out of the apartment with not a care in the world and just go to the corner bar, never really caring about the consequences of me being out such late at night. My wife and I met at the Rock and Roll New Orleans, and our relationship evolved really rapidly. It was really an exploring relationship between me and her, as well as exploring the city. Fast forward, April 30th, 2012, my son was born. His name is Odin. So now I'm making decisions based on where am I at and what is the safest place that I can be. Every single decision that I make could directly affect my son. We're kind of trying to come to terms that our life has to be a little bit different. A very easy example of this was one time we went to the burger place on Freret Street, and we're walking down the street, and my wife was like, well, let's just keep on going. There's another shop down there. But between this place where we're standing and the shop, there's like two blocks that are completely dark, and we have our son with us. I'm getting anxious. My alertness is going up because amongst those two blocks, anything could happen, and you don't want to become another statistic. Amongst my friends, I don't know anyone who's been killed. It seems that everybody has that one single story of violence, that they have been mugged or they have been robbed or they know somebody who's been shot or stabbed. I truly believe people stay in the city because they really love the city and they see the value in the city. I think one of the easiest things that you can change the city in is activities. Opening more parks where activities can happen for the people to grow up and trust in the society. Because we do have a society in New Orleans that has no trust. We have two fragmented societies in the city. The people who appear and look black and the people who appear and look white. When I first moved to the city, I was classified as a white person simply because of the way that I look and the groups of friends that I have. And in this town, appearance, your racial appearance does matter because people make assumptions about you really quickly based on that. Anyone who says that it doesn't exist is either choosing to ignore it or has not really experienced it. One part of the society needs to trust the other and just live in harmony, because it's a lot of like us versus them. So there needs to be more of a, we're all in this together.